I take the promised Holy Ghost, the blessed power of Pentecost, to fill me to the uttermost. I take. Thank God he undertakes for me. And the people of God said, Amen. I want to speak this morning on a very solemn subject. I want to speak on the mystery and history of the finding of God's eternal confidences of the eternity that is past. If I asked you this morning to think of nothingness, what would you think about? Nothingness as far as the material and all that comes under that figures is something that is not even there. No atmosphere as we now know today has. No stratosphere either, as far as eternity is concerned. There is here an aloneness, and that is the aloneness of God the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. You know, eternity, past, is something that is a mystery, which baffles us. It was the eternal home of the fast, of the past, set up by God Almighty Himself. We live in time. There was a period when there was not any time, when God dwelt in His own soul life, the mystery of the triune Jehovah God. The mind of man cannot understand what nothingness is apart from time. Eternity has its mystery. God solely created time, but before that time was created, God was the everlasting, eternal deity dwelling in the fellowship of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. God's very own creation. This is a secret that we don't know anything about except what is revealed in the Bible. And what is revealed in the Bible is so tremendous that we fail to really take it in. The secrets of God's past eternity. The secrets before there was a world. The secrets before there were any human beings created is a secret that is one of the mysteries of God. Every one of us here are the children of time. Its birth and date is held to our heart, and we remember as much as we can of our life. But beyond life, before there was any human life, before Adam was created, before the world rolled into space, before there was any sky or any writing concerning the sky, God wrapped himself in the concealment of eternity. He was the everlasting God. Everyone here is a child of time. Time is our habitation. We measure everything by time. We study everything through the glasses and spectacles of time. We know about the timelessness of the Trinity, but we could not define it. We cannot describe it because it's hidden in the impenetrable veil of secrecy. Eternity, eternity is one of the greatest of mysteries. It'll never be known to us until God uncovers them. Someday, listen to me, someday we shall know, even as we are known. Just think about that. Someday we will know, even as we are known. So the knowledge that God has of the eternity which he himself created in the past, before time began, God knows what he made. And in the heights of eternity, we are going to learn the secrets of eternity. The Bible says, then shall we know even as we are known. That's a tremendous sentence, isn't it? We're going to have the knowledge that only God has now. We're to know even as we are known. The secrets of God are as still unknown. Their birth date is locked up in the secrets of the Most High God. Every person here is a child of time. Time is our conscious habitation. Everything is time. We cannot emphasize enough the timelessness of God. He is timeless. We are creatures of time. God is. God ever was. God ever will be. But we are going to step sometime out of the school of human ignorance into the palace of eternal knowledge. We shall be known even as he is known. We're going to partake of God's secrets and what eternity is and really is. Eternity. Further eternity. still further eternity. The first mystery we need to consider is the mystery of God Himself. Revelation, in its revelation. Revelation in its intermission. Revelation in its demonstration. Revelation in its creation. Revelation in its affirmation. And revelation in its glorification. All of those things which at this moment we know nothing of. And have no experience of. We're going to learn them when we take our lessons in the everlasting school of God's everlasting eternity. Brittle life, it's easily broken. All of us live on the verge of death. We are at the opening of death as we walk this world. There is only the beat of the heart, only the taking in of the breath, which keeps us from eternity. There is only the throb of life between us and the place from which we will never be able to return. O sinner, the Savior is calling for you. Long, long he has called you in vain. He called you in the joy of living here on earth. But he also called you in sorrow and pain. Then turn while the Savior is pleading in glory, and steer for God's harbor bright. For how do you know that your soul will be drifting over the deadline tonight? Your soul will no longer be a sleeping soul to the things of eternity. You're going to wake up, and I'm going to wake up to a new world across the veil and valley of death. The deathbed is sounding for us all. It is time to seek the Lord. Time to be prepared for the greatest of all days. The days of finality, when old things, listen, shall pass away, and all things will become new. The day that finishes all the days of time, the day that commences all the destinies of everlasting eternity, from which there is no return, you will be brought into the unreturnable day. The soul in hell will be in the unreturnable day of judgment. Torture, pain, and agony, and hell. The soul that has the precious blood in his heart will be in the unreturnable day and will come to the city of God there to enjoy the immediate presence of God, to sit under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit will be sweet to our mouth, and the joy will be in your heart. precious soul in this meeting, unsaved, unredeemed? Have you not lingered too long in earth? Your conscience hardens every day. You're chloroformed by the devil's potion every day. It's time you awakened to the alarm bell of the gospel. It's ringing in your ear now. Oh, why will you go on down the death road? Oh, why do you not awaken and turn while the Spirit in mercy is pleading and steer for the harbor bright? I would take down the gospel trumpet. I would blow it as hard as I can. Please God, there will be an awakening trumpet blast in your ears this very day. A call to you to seek the Lord while he may be found, and to call upon him while he is near. But you need not only a revealing revelation, but you need a revelation that has in it eternal power and grace. It is not a turning over in your sleep you need. You need to be quickly and solemnly awakened to see hell as it really is, and then to flee from the wrath to come. To see the darkness arise from hell's pit, a darkness that you cannot cleanse away. And if God cleanses it not before you die, that darkness will chain your soul in the darkest prison of hell. It's surely time, sinner friend, for you to turn while the Spirit in mercy is pleading and steer for the harbor bright. Seek Christ. In your heart, cry out to him. Turn thee, for why will you die? Now, not tomorrow is God's acceptable and accepted time. No, God gives no promise for tomorrow. The time is now. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Tonight, an hour from this hour we're in, you could be in eternity. And it'll be a sinner without Christ. Too late. You need to forsake the old paths and cease pursuing your damning road, which will take you to the place of the damned forever. And it came to pass, we read concerning a man in the book of Genesis called Lot. And it came to pass when they had brought them abroad that he said, escape for thy life. Look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. Eternity. A lost eternity. If you turn not to seek the Lord. With the blessed Word of God in my hand, I would plead, sinner, by the help of the Savior who died for you, to flee this day from the wrath that is to come. Remember, we are not talking about undying spirit truth. We are talking about a truth that is eternal. I speak not of 100 years. I speak not of 1,000 years. I speak not of 1,000,000 years. I'm talking about forever. 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 Multiply the 100 by the 1,000. Multiply the 1,000,000,000 by another 1,000,000,000. Go on multiplying with every conceivable number you can imagine, and the answer you bring up does not give in any way an idea of the length of the eternity to which you're going. It is beyond the conception of the human mind. In hell, for millions, billions, and trillions of years. Longer, and I say it solemnly, than the age of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Eternity, eternity. Who can measure eternity? I picked up an old hymn book that I had in one of my study shelves, and I read these words: "What a day of awful terror when the Savior shall appear. Ye who led away by error, see no danger, own no fear. Oh, bethink you, now to wisdom's voice give ear. Simple ones, though oft admonished, still pass on. No fear have they, but they learn at length, when punished, what it is to have gone astray. Awful lesson they can never find the way. See the fatal end of scorning, the reproof by wisdom sent. Oh, be wise and take the warning, 'tis a voice in mercy meant. Be admonished, God commands you to repent. Grace and justice meet together in the Savior's work of love. Whither will ye fly, and whither when he cometh from above? Should you slight him, should his word now fruitless breathe? There's a demonstration as we look at our own creation. There is something in our own creation which is a demonstration to us that time is quickly passing by. Youth and beauty are passing with it. But what about your eternity? And there is a demonstration every minute of every hour. And what is that demonstration? How long, how long have I to live? Let all who name his blessed name, who once for sinners shed his blood, depart from sin and count it shame to live like those who know not God. Eternity, eternity, where will I be in eternity? Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we have been facing the facts today. We've been looking into the darkness of hell, and we have recognized how swiftly earth passes, life flies, and then eternity. Oh, where shall I be in eternity? There are those here, O Lord, they will be lost. Lost in time. Lost in death. And lost forever. Oh, speak to them today. Draw them to Christ. Turn them and put their back towards hell and their face towards heaven. Turn them. Oh, turn them. For why should they die? May not a man or a woman, a boy or a girl leave this service until they're dead on certain and sure that their life is hid with Christ in God, eternal in the heavens. And the people of God said, Amen. The meeting has been solemn. The word has been solemn and searching. But it not only has an application to the unsaved, it has an application to the saved. Are you carrying the burden of lost ones? Are you discharging your duty by prayer, by example, and by love to get them over the deadline into the life of eternal and everlasting power? I trust that everyone will look into their past and say, I have failed thee, Lord. I haven't loved sinners as I should. I haven't prayed for them as I should. I haven't exhorted them as I should. But from this day, help me to feel the weight of sin's burden and to know the power of the Holy Ghost to get them to the cross. Father, bless and seal thy word to the heart of the both saved and lost, and grant that the purpose of this sermon may be a purpose of victory and power and grace. As we remain to break the bread and drink the wine, may the presence of God fill our soul. And the people of God said, Amen. Amen. Amen.